welcome everybody to episode 90 of High Tech on the Low. Ortal, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Very excited to be here.
We're very, very excited to have you. Ortal Tevel, CEO of Kolu and co-founder of the Urban Change Protocol. And we're going to get into what all that means in a second, but it's a very interesting discussion of how blockchain is here to change the world of cities and citizenry and all that stuff. But as always, we are sponsored by Front Team with 6 different verticals, 12 different communities, and 3,000 members all looking to connect. And as always, if you like what you're hearing today, please throw us a like or a subscribe or a follow, whatever you can. And Ortal, you know, I'm very excited to have you on this talk because right now a lot of things are going on in the world. There's a lot of crap all over the world, we can say. And I think you guys have a very unique solution in a certain way that I'm not saying is going to save the world right now on that level, right? But it can definitely help. And I think it can definitely make some changes in how, you know, we and citizens and governments all interact. So I'd love if you could explain a little bit about who you are as Ortal Tevel, obviously. And second, you know, what you guys are doing at Kolu and how Urban Change Protocol is connected.
Perfect. So yeah, I'm as Ortal. So I'm the CEO of Kolu, as you mentioned, and Kolu is a company that is pioneering city coins for the last 6 years.
City coins.
City coins. Wow. Yeah, okay. We're working with local governments in the U.S.
Okay.
Cities such as Boston and Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
Wow. And we offer them a platform to manage their own city coins. Okay, a platform with a white label app that they can create their own city brand. Branded coins.
And it's not a physical coin, just so everyone understands.
It's a digital coin. For example, Akron, they have their own app that is called Akronite and their own city coin that is called Blimps.
Blimps?
Yeah,
Blimps. Why Blimps?
Because they have the Goodyear Blimps in their city and it's really part of their community.
I didn't know that. That's cool. I'm American too and I didn't know that. Okay, very interesting.
Yeah, but the thing is really to see how you take the city coin and make it yours, your city, right? Mm. That it really feels part of the community.
Right. So it's like part of your infrastructure and it's under your, what we can say, larger city brand, right?
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
So as I said, we offer them a platform. Mm-hmm. And also I'm the co-founder of Urban Change Protocol, which enables any community, urban community in the world to have their own local coins.
Okay.
And using the coins, they can drive local engagement, which drives economic and social prosperity and makes life better in the community, basically.
Interesting. So now when you want to say that and not sell it to me? No, I'm joking.
But, yeah. Yeah, I'll give you examples, of course. So let's take Akron, right?
Okay.
During the pandemic.
Sure.
So during the pandemic, local businesses had really hard times. They were struggling because people started to shop online with big retailers such as Amazon.
Right, we all remember that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the municipality really wanted to encourage people to go back and shop at local businesses.
Kind of support the local economy, get it up and running, not let it die off.
Exactly. Okay. Imagine a city without local economy.
Terrible.
Right? It's terrible. Yeah, it's a ghost town, right?
That's a good one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it was very, very important. And the municipality understood it. And they searched for solutions.
Okay.
And then they found us.
Okay.
And what they did is they encouraged the residents to shop local. And they incentivized them with the city coin.
Okay.
So every time someone went to shop at the local store,
Sure. They
were rewarded with city coins, the blimps, right?
Okay.
Which then they could go and shop with them at local businesses.
And it was kind of a discount or it was like coupon or it was like a dollar for dollar value?
For dollar value, meaning one blimps is worth $1.
So
it's very easy.
Okay.
You can go and you'll say, okay, I have 10 blimps, meaning I have $10 worth.
Okay.
I can shop with it whatever I want in the store.
So I could go to Ortal's, you know, burger shop.
Yeah.
I could go to John's, you know,
coffee bar.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, to the local haircut, right? Or any store. It could be food, but also goods and services.
And they adopted it during the pandemic.
Yeah, they adopted it during the pandemic. And it's created more than that. It created the trust with the government because the local businesses saw that the municipality makes an effort to support them, to take care of them, right? To make a change.
Okay.
And people arrived, right? And it created also local pride around it.
Okay.
They felt, wow, I'm an Akron person and I want to use the Akron blimps.
Right. I can throw them off. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I supported the local economy. I'm part of this community. I'm proud of it. I'm supporting it. I care.
Okay.
So it was even more than that, right? Bringing the community together, creating interactions between the people.
Sure.
Right? Talking about this coin, how I earned it, why I love about it, and so on. So,
and why not just like, you know, this is going to sound like kind of probably a stupid question to you, obviously, but
no,
like,
no stupid
you know,
questions
thank
to
you.
Me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But you know, what is the reason why I'd want to use blimps, right? And not just dollars, right? I see it from my mind as saying, okay, so the government, you know, invests in the coin, right? And says, this is a great coin. So if I go and spend $10 at Ortal's, you know, burger shop, I don't know if you love burgers, but I'm using that now.
I love burgers.
So no, great. Burgers. Even better. Yeah. I felt it. So, you know, the Ortal burger short, right? She has, you know, I buy my $10 worth of burgers. I get $10 in blimps back, basically. Why wouldn't they just give me dollars? Why not just give me straight up, you know, money in my bank account and say, you know, here you go. Or even say, you know, we have coupons, let's call it, or whatever that we'll give you, you know.
Because when you have, let's say, $10, it's just $10. But when you have 10 blimps, it's much more than $10. It relates to the place where you live, your home, your surroundings, your community, and the feeling of the greater good. You did something good for your community. You know that you supported the local businesses right now. Mm-hmm. It's much more than just having $10 and forget about it, okay? And then when you use this, when you have $10, you can spend it on anything, right? Not necessarily in your community.
Right, I could go to Amazon and go and buy off of
exactly.
Whoever.
When you have 10 blimps, then you necessarily go back to your community and support them once again.
So it's like commitment to the ecosystem.
Yeah, to the community, and the funds circle back again to the community, makes the community stronger and better. And still, it has alongside the sentiments of greater good of your community, your home, that you support, you do something good. So you get the sentiments of good feeling on top of it. So it's not just having the $10, it's having the $10 worth, but also the good vibes.
Sure.
The proud in your community, did something good, and so on. And you know, this initiative of the municipality of Akron was very successful. We saw after a few months that the shopping volume was more than doubled.
It
in
was
the
doubled.
Community, more than doubled.
Wow.
In the community. So you can, when you talk about city coins, you can see the impact in the real world. You
and
can
it was
measure
adopted
it.
By everyone, by the way? Like, it was it adopted by like every store or every person? Like, how did they kind of, you know, get
so,
fed in?
Yeah, so it's never everyone, right? It takes time. It's a process. But today, when you'll walk on the downtown of Akron, every store, you'll see the sticker of Akronite. It's a yellow one. You cannot miss it. So it's really beautiful. They love it.
Nice.
They love the support of the municipality of it. The residents likes it. So it's really, really great. And it takes time, you know. The most difficult is the first local businesses.
Right, because you're jumping in. You don't know if it's going to work. It's kind of a risk, right?
And it takes you time to understand, and you need to trust, right? 100%. You need to trust the government that they really wants to do something for you.
And they have to trust you.
Yeah.
You guys are the ones who the government trusts that you guys can actually do what you say you're going to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So, but when you have the first few and it's successful, then it's word of mouth.
Okay.
And it's going from one to the second and so on. And when people use it, they enjoy it, have the good sentiment. And then the local of engagement, right? The circle of engagement is there. It's sustain itself because you get the blimps, you enjoy them, you have a good experience along the way, you want to get more blimps, you want to go back to these local businesses and so on.
So it's kind of like a circle of like, you know, just economic development, like kind of starts with the government, they kind of inject some money in, you get it back, you put it back in, and it's kind of a never-ending cycle of interesting.
But here the municipality can really understand what the impact of every dollar that they put.
Okay.
Right? If they put $10,000, they can see what the economic activity that it's generated.
Sure.
For example, right?
And they can track it too because it's blockchain based, basically. They can see who it's going to.
So Colus platform.
Okay.
Is not blockchain based.
Okay, so this is good what I was going to ask. Yeah. I wanted to know which one came first in a sense here in the chicken or the egg model of the urban change versus the Colu. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's a longer story, okay. Because Kolu in its first days was blockchain based.
Okay.
Okay. We had an ICO in 2018 and okay. so on. So we've been a long way.
Okay.
We did a long way. And in 2018, we dropped the ICO. I mean, we did reverse ICO, which okay. is a very challenging thing to do. Yeah, you don't hear about many companies that do it. And then we focused on the city coins, their value to the world, the business around it, without okay. the blockchain. We created this platform that we sell today nice. To local governments,
okay.
which is digital-based, right? Local coins. But not on the blockchain.
Mm-hmm. And what was the decision though behind that? Like, why did you say no more blockchain?
So there were two main reasons. One, we had fault in the designs. For example,
that's a pretty big good reason right there. You yeah, know? It's not yeah. working. Might as well not do it.
Right? Okay. Yeah, exactly. Right. One thing was that the coin was volatile. It wasn't stable.
Okay.
And we understood from the reality that local businesses cannot accept a coin that is not stable. Right.
You were just talking about the risk. Like, how could an early adopter even like convince themselves on that, right? You know, $1 or maybe I'll get a coin that's worth $1 exactly. or 2 cents the
it's
next day.
It's not just right. maybe, right? Today, I'm giving you something that is worth $1, but tomorrow it might not. But I need to pay my supplier. Right. So how can I do it?
Or I need to pay the municipality tax or whatever it is,
yeah,
right?
You know, exactly. So local businesses, it's hard for them anyway, right? So it was another layer that was hard. And it wasn't only from their side. We discovered that residents, when they got the coins, they thought, maybe tomorrow the value will increase, right? It's volatile.
Right, of
so
course.
Why should I pay with it? So it went both ways.
Okay.
And we understood that if you want a coin that will stimulate the local economy,
right.
that you'll use it for interactions in the community and local engagement,
right.
it should be stable. Okay, and back then, stable coins weren't a thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It wasn't a thing. So we decided just to stop with that model, reverse ICO, and go back to the to understand the city coins, to prove how it works and so on. And today we have many success stories that we can tell. I gave you one example with Akron, but
right.
there are many. There, I'll take you to a totally different example in San Mateo County.
Okay. California?
Yeah.
Okay.
The county wanted to promote walking, healthy living. Okay.
Walking.
So they healthy living.
There's money to be made in walking?
Healthy living.
Healthy living. Okay.
Healthy
sorry.
Living.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. They didn't want to make money. They wanted to promote healthy living in their community.
And what does that mean? Like going outside, eating well?
So they defined, right, to achieve this goal, they wanted to encourage people to walk more, certain number of steps, let's say 5,000 steps
okay.
per day.
Like, do they have also like trails and stuff like that they're trying to get people on? Or is it really just, we want you to just walk more?
Yeah, we want you just to walk more.
Okay.
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 So they had this promo plan with an app, go more and stuff, but it wasn't very successful. So we told them, but listen, now that you have the app, you can use it also to encourage walking, not just local shopping.
Okay.
So they used it to incentivize people, and they said, if you'll walk more than 5,000 steps a day, we will reward you with local coins, which then you can go and shop at local businesses.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Like, imagine all you have to do is walk 10,000 steps and what, they give you $50 or something worth of coin?
Yeah, it was $10.
Who
but,
cares?
You know, it
I
could
mean.
Be weekly or monthly.
Sure.
So
right.
Because they didn't want something that it one time. They wanted to create habits and
right.
change behaviors.
Right.
And it was amazing because people did it and they saw an increase of 250% in the number of steps.
Okay.
It was billions more steps compared to the year before.
Okay.
So,
which then translates to theoretically more active people, a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Very
when the community wants people to be more healthy, right, they can contribute more to everything, to job opportunities, right, to jobs, to community activity, less in hospitals,
mm-hmm.
and many, many things that will contribute to the community.
Right, so. Beyond just getting the steps in, of course. Exactly. Now, I also Boston you mentioned too, which is very different than San Mateo and Akron because, I mean, first of all, Boston, major city in the U.S., major city worldwide, I would say even. What's going on there? Can you talk a little bit about that as well? Because that seems very different than the other two in my mind, even just from population and geography and demographics. And
so Boston really wanted to promote local shopping, but not only local shopping.
Okay.
The diversity was very, very important for them as well.
So you mean like helping Black-owned businesses, Hispanic-owned businesses?
So they wanted to encourage people to shop more at woman-owned, Black-owned, and minority-owned businesses.
Very cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So they incentivized people to shop local, but they incentivized more to shop at woman-owned, Black-owned, and minority-owned businesses. Okay. And eventually we saw that 77% of all CityCoin's transactions went to such businesses, which is amazing, right? Because people got it, understood, and took action upon it. Wow. Right? They participated in the goals that the city wanted to promote.
It's very ambitious, to be honest, on their end, because a lot of people in the States right now, I'm sure you know, even, I mean, in Israel as well, but all over the world, I mean, diversity is a huge issue, right?
Definitely.
It's very hard to get people in. Even all these different campaigns that they have don't always work, right? And other people don't always want to support. But that's very cool that they were able to see that the digital coin was actually able to kind of make that leap for people to actually almost make it easier for them, I would say, to go and support.
Yeah, and we saw that most of the CityCoin's funds were made in the 10 most diverse neighborhoods in Boston.
Okay.
Which is also amazing, right? We saw many measurements. We made a survey to the residents that participated to understand the change in behavior. And we saw great numbers to see how they changed their perception. They understood that when they shop at woman-owned business, they really support women, for example.
And they didn't understand that before?
No. It wasn't in the, you know, you're not
psyche?
Always, conscious to everything that you do.
Right.
You just go, it's tasty, you shop, and that's it.
Right, doesn't matter if he's Black, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and, you know, there are sometimes many options to shop, let's say in a bakery. Let's say you have you love five bakeries,
right.
But now that you want to choose, sometimes you don't care, you just go to someone.
Right.
But when you'll be conscious and you'll say, she's a woman and I want to support more businesses of women because the world is not diverse enough. It's harder for them to be there. Then you'll do it because you don't care. You like this one and you like this one as well.
Right.
But right now you want to support this business more. So having it in your mind will help you take decisions, change behavior, and so on.
That's interesting. I feel like also what's really cool about that is, you know, I see it even kind of in a lot of ways where I'm sure some people who are hearing this, they're like, oh, but what about other businesses that were hurt because of it? And it's like, who cares? But at the same time, what I see is that what you've been able to do is create something that allows for community to grow. So it doesn't matter what your community is, in a sense, right? It can be the Black-owned businesses. It can be, you know, health walkers of San Mateo County, whatever you want to call it. You're giving these different communities a way to incentivize kind of engaging and incentivize, you know, economic support, health, whatever it is. And that's what I think is unique here in that sense. Now, it's funny to me, though, it kind of saddens me a little bit that it's all based on money, you know what I mean? That we can't just do it ourselves, right? That you wouldn't just wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go support that, you know, woman-owned baker, or I'm going to go get my 10,000 steps today because it's good for me. But listen, at the end of the day, I guess we're all people, right? You know, we all need the carrot.
You know, you will do it. You will go and help and you will take your 10,000 steps. But if you want to create an habit around it, change behavior, not just one time, to do it something periodically, to return it again and again and again, then you need more incentives. That's the world of incentives, to give you incentives and to do it. You know, it's even with kids. I have kids.
Okay.
And my 4 years old.
Did you test the coin on them?
Not the coin, but incentives. Sure. And it doesn't have to be coin. It could be stickers, right? And eventually when you'll have enough stickers, we will go and celebrate with a dinner or to buy you a toy,
right? Or that new thing that you want, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we use incentives, but it's the, you know, the stick or the incentive, the stick and the carrot.
Right.
What do you prefer? The municipality to fine you for not doing something good,
right,
or to incentivize you for doing something good?
And show that they care about you.
Exactly.
Right?
So we believe in the carrot and we want local governments and municipalities to use it more and more instead of the fines.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that, right? You know, 100%. It's also funny to me. It sounds like you've become a psychologist from this whole project. Like you're not so much just, you know, making different protocols and making different apps here. You know, it's a very much understanding human psychology to a level of really like, how do we interact not only as people, individuals, but how we interact in a society? Because it's very, you know, it's very different than just being told like, hey, go out and, you know, I remember back in when I was growing up in high school, they had this thing called the DARE program. It was one that was about drugs. Okay. It was to stop doing drugs. It's known as like a national failure in the US because it didn't really stop that much. But I look back at that now and I think to myself, well, if we had had this type of incentive structure where I'm told like not to do this, or I'm told to do this, and because you do this, you're going to get coins back, which allow you to do whatever it is. I wonder if it may have actually worked. So I feel like your incentive structure is very unique. Now, I'm going to kind of change the discussion here a little bit. And I want to know, you know, was your idea coming into this, you know, space? Obviously, you started with the Urban Change Protocol. So what was the idea behind that? Did you just kind of wake up one morning and say, you know what, this whole system of government, it doesn't work. You know, this, I don't like this, how this is going. We need to make it better. Or was it really kind of just like a natural growth thing for you?
Yeah, it wasn't one moment, I have to say. Okay. And I think there are many things that influenced my decisions.
Okay. I
will mention three.
Sure.
Okay. First, in 2008, I was traveling around the world for 1 year. So
nice.
I visited many cities and met many, many communities. And, you know, it got me thinking they were all different in their sizes, in their population, in their culture.
Sure.
Of course,
you were going all over the world, it sounds like.
Just circling the world, you know, flight that is going one way and returning from the other side. But there are so many things to see in the world. And I have a long list of places I want to visit. Yeah. Yeah. I visited almost 50 countries so far.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I come with you the next
time? Yeah, sure. Sure. I always love to travel with people, meet new people and so on. As I said, cultures, right? Communities.
Right, right.
Discover the world through the feet and understanding that there are so many differences out there.
Right,
right.
Right.
But there are also many similarities.
Sure.
Eventually, all the communities wants to have economic and social prosperity,
sure,
right?
Of course.
It's a common wish.
Right, right, right. We all want our citizens to do well, and we as citizens all want to do well.
Yeah, and every community and every city have their own goals.
Right.
They want to achieve.
Sure.
So sometimes the goals are different, but many times they are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity, sustainability, local economy, mm-hmm. healthy living, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You can find it. Education.
Right.
So it might be that for one community, education is the first priority, and for another community, sustainability is the highest priority.
Which is
like
what you even just showed between Akron and San Mateo. Totally different
exactly.
needs, basically.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. So this is one thing that always impacted my life and decisions and, you know, looking back on the things that I experienced.
Okay.
Second is that I was born in a relatively underdeveloped neighborhood in Tel Aviv.
Okay.
I lived there for 20 years and my childhood was infused with stories of neighbors that despite their lack of means, they joined together and make life better.
Okay.
Just took action and make life better. And
like economically or just in every way of the world?
Every way. It could be economically. It could be gathering for festivals, local festivals. It could be even helping
with social, economics.
Infrastructure. Of water and stuff when the government is not really functioning, okay? So then I realized the power of the community, okay? How community can drive change, real change in their life. They don't have to be dependent only on municipality. They can drive the change.
Okay.
And the third...
Well, I love it. So I'm seeing like kind of the start of the pyramid here. It's like we got on one side your interest in kind of the world and you're seeing all these different unique things of communities worldwide. And then the other side is this kind of your childhood, or I could say...
My own community.
Yeah, your own community, mm-hmm. your own experience in having developed a community around you. So what's the third?
And the third is that I joined Kolu 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I learned about Citicoins.
Okay.
And
you hadn't heard about it before joining Kolu.
Exactly. I haven't heard about it and I didn't understand it. I mean, when you'll go to an average person and you'll tell them, I'm having a product for Citicoins, and it will tell you, that sounds cool. But he won't understand what it does, right? It's different if you'll tell him, sure. I have an app for payments. Okay. It's quite easy.
But
if I have an app for Citicoins, what does it mean?
What are you doing?
What do you need for?
Sure.
And so on, right? So I learned about Citicoins, their contribution. At first I thought, it's fintech, right?
Okay.
It's money.
Right.
It's money. But then
it sounds like at first, really. You know.
Exactly, because it contains the word coin.
Right.
But then I realized it's all about communities and changing life for the better. And that eventually money is part of our life, but the impact of money, it's much more than just paying for stuff.
Right.
It's social in many, many levels.
It's value. It's like the biggest, idea of it, right? It's not money in that sense.
It's
value.
It's trust. Uh-huh. It's so many things.
Uh-huh.
Many layers. But then I realized that it could be served as a tool to drive local engagement. And it's not, Citicoin is not the goal.
Sure.
It's the mean to what you want to achieve. So there are many goals, and the Citicoin is a tool.
Interesting. I like that it's like that kind of tool too. I love how you also describe it as a tool. Do you think then that in a certain way, like this whole, because I look at you guys as part of the larger blockchain, crypto coin, Web3 development that's going on in this world of just how people relate to, I think, value and engagement and all these things. And I throw it out there in big. I know that you're not blockchain now, but that's kind of how I see the whole development. Now, it almost sounds to me that there's like a branding opportunity here, right? Because it sounds like the coin word is actually like a problem, right? That in a sense, that's what gets people not to understand you guys, in a sense that it's not a coin. It might be in our minds a coin, but it's like a token, or it's like some way of value piece. Like, you know what I mean? But do you find that being kind of a problem? Do you think you're going to have to rebrand that type of idea? Or,
it's challenging.
I'm sure.
Things are not easy because in a way it's a coin. You pay with it at local businesses.
Sure.
And we even decided that it's stable, right? Mm-hmm. One coin is worth $1 to simplify things and to enable it to circulate in the community. But we believe it's still a mean to bring the community together and engage people, create interactions, mm-hmm. and so on. So it's still a coin, but it's not just a coin. It's not just a coin. And the value behind it, it's much, much, much wider.
Right? Like, how did Akron react when you first brought this idea to them? Clearly, they kind of found you, too. So it wasn't like a total like, oh, my God, what is this great magic, right?
Yeah.
But like, how did they react? Because in a certain level, I could see it going both kind of one or two ways. They might be like, well, why do I really need this? We have dollars. And at the same time, them being like, oh, this is great. We don't have this. You know what I mean? Like, so how was it?
Well, I really love Akron. Okay. They're amazing. And
if anyone's listening from Akron, you heard
They had really innovative people in the city. We worked with James Hardy, that was the deputy in the city.
Okay.
And he really understood it.
He just got the idea.
He just got the idea. And sometimes...
That's lucky in a certain sense. Yeah,
because sometimes I'm talking with people and they don't get it. Mm-hmm. And they say, so it's a reward system. That's it, right? They really tried to simplify it and narrow it down to the simple action that it does, instead of understanding the wider picture and really what it can bring to the community more than just I'll pay with it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And they got it. They got it fast. They really wanted to promote with it, to go on with it. And they believed it can help their local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved fast with it and it did. Mm-hmm. It did help.
It sounds
them.
Like it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it grew really fast in that sense.
Yeah, yeah. So, not every municipality gets it very fast.
Okay.
But they did, and it's...
Some take time, I'm sure, and some take less. Now, also, you know, in that sense, what are some of the doubts that you normally come against when you guys are actually, like, you know, promoting this, let's say, to a potential new city or a new client, whoever it might be? Because I'm assuming also you guys don't necessarily have just cities. You might even have, like, small communities. Like, I think of how in Israel we have kibbutzim, right? You know, in a certain thing, you know, so you might even look at that. You know, what are some of the doubts you normally have to answer?
Sometimes they ask, but why, I mean, how hard it will be for local businesses to use it, because many times they're not tech people, the local businesses.
That's so true.
So you need to explain them how easy it is for them.
Okay.
We build it for them, how it's integrated with their POS. So they really need to be onboarded in an easy way, and then it's easy for them to reconcile and everything in the way that they're familiar with.
It's kind of just like playing with a credit card at that point.
More or less. And you know, they ask, but it's an app, so how hard it will be for residents? We want it to be inclusive for all layers, so you explain, yes, they have to have a smartphone. I mean, if they don't have smartphone,
right, there's only so much you can do.
Sometimes municipalities wants to, you know, eat the cake and leave it as a whole, they want to solve everything in one solution, so they say, but what if people pay with cash because they don't have credit cards,
or they're third generation,
so we are saying we cannot solve it all. It's an innovative solution, but everyone that will have smartphone, even if he's 60 years old, it's simple enough for him to use it. And they were skeptic at the beginning. And, you know, even when we design the product, we think about Generation Z. Okay, let's say maximum millennials. When you design the product, the user experience around it. But it was very surprising when we did a survey in Akron to discover that about 20 to 30% were above the age of 45. It was amazing, you know, discovering, because it wasn't like...
That's counterintuitive for, entirely.
I mean,
you would imagine it would be, as you just were saying.
For the younger people, they are the early adopters for every tech innovative solution. But it wasn't like that in Akron. And so every time a municipality asks us about it, we say it's not necessarily for Generation Z.
Interesting. Well, Ortel, listen, we're getting towards the end of the show. I could literally have you here all day, I feel like, talking about this. But one of my main questions for you right now, you know, normally I ask, you know, people like yourself, I'll ask, you know, what's your advice for entrepreneurs out there, you know, and stuff like that. But that's not really what I want to know from you right now, because I don't think that's really what I want to know. What I want to know from you is this, you know, right now this world of coins, digital tokens, whatever you want to call it, is really growing. Right. And there's really something out there that's clearly, you know, if places like Boston, Akron, San Mateo County, that, and you're just mentioning the U.S., who knows where this is going on even elsewhere, and your competitors, God knows what, you know, there's a lot going. What is your advice for someone who wants to get into the space right now in terms of tokenization and digital economies? What's your advice for them?
Yeah. So it really depends if you want just to be an investor in this field. It's one thing, and I won't gonna recommend on this one, okay? I'll recommend to start with understanding what are you interested about, okay? What are the projects, the communities that get you excited, okay? That you rely to their vision of what they do.
Okay.
Because tokens of communities, they represent your ownership, your involvement in the project, in the community. So when you buy or get, you can earn, let's say, 10 tokens of, let's say, urban change tokens. It's it implies that you will have ownership. When you hold the tokens, you have ownership in the community and you share the success, but you also have the responsibility to make it successful, right? To contribute to this community, you are part of it. So the token just reflect your belonging to the community, much more than the money that it's worth. Okay, so start from there. Start to say to yourself, what communities I want to belong to, okay? Where I want to contribute, what vision I want to make a reality and to live with it in a world. And then you'll hold tokens, and if you'll make it successful, if this idea will become reality, the vision will fulfill, you will enjoy success. That's all. But don't look for how do I make money out of tokens in that sense. If you want to make money, it's a whole different story. If you want to get into the space, understand the concepts. What does it mean, ownership? Which is really important concept.
You know, like you guys do, yeah, as well.
Yeah, incentivization is a pillar in Kolu, in city coins, in urban change, in local coins, but also in Web3 as a whole. That's, also a reason why urban change protocol is in Web3, mm-hmm. because we wanted to make local engagement extraordinary, more than we achieve in Kolu. And the way to do it is definitely Web3 incentives, ownership. It will make everything much, much more successful in that sense.
Well, it sounds like you guys are very much on your way. And it sounds super cool. I'm very interested to see how you guys develop and where you guys are headed. So, Ortal, I wish you and the team at Kolu a lot of success with everything, and really keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I invite everyone that is really love the idea, love the vision, wants to be part of it, to join the Urban Change community. This is exactly the place.